Hello everyone and welcome to Podcast by Dr. Dad. I'm your host, Dr. Gaurav Nigam, and today we are going to discuss something really, really important. The impact of unguided online content consumption on our precious little ones. We'll explore the psychological implications and we'll also provide some practical tips for busy parents looking to strike a balance. But I promise you here that we'll sprinkle a little humor in there too. But before we jump in, let's not forget to hit the subscribe button over there because you won't want to miss another episode of our podcast. Let's get started then. The digital jungle. What's happening to our kids? All right, folks. So let's start by addressing the digital elephant in the room. In today's world, screens are like everywhere. Like wherever you go, the screen will be there. Even to schools, even to malls, even the backseat of the car. Kids as young as toddlers are swiping and scrolling like seasoned tech moguls these days. But what's this unguided online watching doing to our little ones? Now, to shed some light, we have used a lot of research and concise it in these few paragraphs that I'm going to speak. It's important to recognize that while technology can be a wonderful tool for learning and entertainment, but too much of it without guidance, I'm underlining the word without guidance, can lead to some concerns. Children exposed to unfiltered online content can be bombarded with age-inappropriate material, even misinformation, and worst of all, cyberbullying. It can affect their social, emotional, and cognitive development. Also, children are like sponges, absorbing everything they see and hear. When they are exposed to unguided content, which might be wrong, which might be really bad, which might be devastating at times too, they might develop skewed perceptions of reality. Excessive screen time can also lead to sleep problems, increased stress levels, and even addiction-like behavior. That sounds daunting, right? Anyway, but like I said, we are here for some tips as well. So fear not, we are going to start with that. Number one, set boundaries. Establish clear screen time limits and age-appropriate content restrictions. Yes, there are these buttons on those apps, you can use them and restrict ages over there. Number two, engage and educate. Watch and explore content with your kids, teaching them to critically evaluate what they see. Number three, quality over quantity. Encourage interactive and educational content. As a matter of fact, we did this little exercise in our studio where some of the parents were invited and we took their advice on what they are doing to combat this issue. I'm going to just give their whole story again in a very concise form. So this is the first parent. Hi, I'm Natasha, a working mom of two. We have made screen time a family event. We watch nature documentaries together and discuss what we have learned. It's become both fun and educational. Another parent says, this one was Mr. Khanna, a single dad and a dad of three actually. We use screen time as a reward for good behavior. It's amazing how effective it can be motivating our kids to finish their chores. And there you have it, folks. We have tackled the digital dilemma head on, discussed its psychological impact and armed you with some practical parenting strategies. I know it's easier said than done, but remember, parenting in the digital age is a journey, not a destination. So be patient, stay involved and keep that sense of humor intact. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with your fellow parents who might need a digital detox for their little ones. And as always, thank you for tuning in to Podcast by Dr. Dad. We'll be back soon with more insights, laughter, and valuable tips for raising healthy and happy kids. Until next time, this is Dr. Gaurav Nigam signing off. Stay screen savvy and enjoy those precious moments with your little ones.